Here we are in the congressional corner with Shanae Chase Clifford. She's running for Congress in the Democratic primary. She wants the designation. So I want to start with a controversial question based on something I've said again and again. Should the Supreme Court size be increased based on the leak of their thinking on the question of abortion?
I am not opposed to the general idea, but in practice, no. I think Congress needs to do the work of legislating. We have seen this decision coming down the pipeline for a while, and we need to exercise the political capital to legislate solutions. And I think, to be frank, the same level of political capital it would require to expand the Supreme Court, that's the same level of political capital it would take to abolish the filibuster and actually pass legislation. So that's not the route I would support, although I'm not opposed to it in principle, but that's not the route I would support. Congress needs to do the work of legislating.
But Shanae, if you succeed and do away with the filibuster, and then the Republicans take the Congress, wouldn't that put you in a weaker position?
I'm sure that's also the same, you know, a similar conversation. If we expand the Supreme Court and, you know, we get to a point where then there's just even more conservative judges, and, you know, it's an argument that we could use on a lot of different fronts. But what I will say is that the filibuster is really a vestige of slavery, a vestige of a group of senators who were hell-bent on upholding the institution of slavery in our nation. And I think that we would actually be able to pass a lot more legislation without the filibuster. And the American people would actually be able to see their lives become better and see their lives change and continue to vote in a way. Well, we would also be able to pass more voting rights legislation and protect our right to vote. And I think seeing those types of changes in their legislative experience, I think folks would continue to vote for, would have at least a better opportunity to see how their senators vote on this legislation that's so important to them without this, you know, looming of the filibuster that means we can't even get a vote.
Shanae Chase Clifford, you, of course, have announced on our conversations that you are a Black woman. Not everybody would know that. Listening to this, how important is that to you?
It's who I am. It's who I am. I don't have a choice for it to not be important to me. And it's certainly... It's a big part of my experience and just how everyone's identity shapes how they move through the world. And particularly as a Black woman, I've moved through this world in a very different way than many Vermonters have. And I believe that when we focus on our most vulnerable, the most vulnerable within our communities, the whole community rises. For just a quick example, when we think about maternal health, which is a policy area I am deeply passionate about, Black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die of pregnancy-related causes, die during childbirth, than their white counterparts. Addressing that really mortifying, horrifying statistic by increasing access to midwives and doulas and making sure Medicaid covers comprehensive maternal health support, that helps every pregnant person. So there are a lot of ways where centering the experience of folks like me, of Black women, is going to support and uplift our entire community structures. And that's also why I will continue to beat the drum about centering trans people, about centering our immigrant communities, and centering working families, the people among us who are struggling the most. When we wrap them in care and compassion, our entire social structures lift and operate better.
Huh. So let me ask you this. First of all, guns. Do you have a solution to the plethora of guns we have in this society?
I certainly have some ideas. I believe that no person needs an assault-style weapon. No person needs military-grade weapons. And if you are a person who wants to responsibly own a gun for hunting or your personal protection, then you should have no problem following a reasonable set of procedures to get a gun. And what is most glaring to me, of course, we have the horrific epidemic of mass shootings. And also, we know that there is a suicide rate tied to firearm use that is really so alarming. And homes that have guns in them tend to be less safe. And having access to a gun is a huge risk factor for folks with mental health issues. So, yeah, please.
Shanae, I'm sorry for cutting you off. We only have 3 minutes left in this, and I would love to get these answers in. So as fast as possible, we appreciate
lightning that. Round.
Okay, lightning sure. round. Exactly right. Okay, police reform in Vermont. Is it desirable? Should it get done?
Yes, and that includes ending qualified immunity.
Okay, President Biden, on this you can have a minute. How's he doing?
I've been disappointed, but I know there's a lot of challenges that he's been working on, but a tough question to answer in the lightning round, but mixed back.
I don't think there's any question that his support in the Black community is what won him the nomination and got him through. Do you find yourself at some kind of dissonant position from that common wisdom among politicians?
Yeah, I think that politicians, particularly establishment Democrats, when they're in a tough time, run to the Black community and say, here are the things I'm going to deliver for you. Please rally. Please vote. And we do. And we don't. We hold up our side of the bargain. And time after time, those politicians do not hold up their end of the bargain.
What would you do about inflation?
I think that something that gets lost in our conversations about inflation is that we need to invest in baseline resiliency for our working families and for all of our communities so that they can respond to acute economic crises. So that includes, a livable wage and addressing housing. So families don't see 50 to 70% of their monthly income go to housing so the folks can build their own safety nets and be able to save for these types of economic moments.
And so another question is, we have an opioid epidemic. What would you do about that?
We need to make sure that we're responding to folks with care and compassion, not handcuffs and guns. We need to radically reinvest in risk mitigation, making sure that folks are able to use in safe spaces, because folks are going to use, and we need to make sure that they're not at risk of overdose. And so that includes wide availability of naloxone and fentanyl test strips and far more compassion and understanding about what substance use disorder is and looks like. And that's very much rooted in my background as a social worker. But we're going so quick.
We are going quick. I know I got 39 more seconds, so I'm going to use them. What about climate change? Any overall view in a half a minute you could tell us about?
Yeah, I think so much of our response thus far has been really focused on asking individuals to make different changes, but we can't individualize our way out of a collective crisis. And as we ask families to make changes to their households and make changes to their consumption, we need systemic change to our infrastructure and to our workforce. And we also need to make sure that the companies and corporations that most exploit our labor and most exploit our climate are held responsible and pay their fair share for the damage that they've caused to our planet.
Shanae Chase Clifford, I appreciate your spending all this time with us. It's very generous. No, it is. It's very generous of you. And we appreciate it. And we look forward to talking to you in the future. Thanks so much for being with us.
This was such a treat. I appreciate it and hope to do it again soon.